Rosie Rips Pope and Pooh. 15th of January 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for Run News. Hollywood, California. Lesbian comedian Rosie the Loser O'Donnell came out against a variety of celebrities, living and dead, in addition to making further asinine comments about Donald Trump, attacking even Abraham Lincoln and the much-beloved fantasy character Winnie the Pooh in her continued slide into insanity and oblivion. Upon learning of the latest comments by her fellow panelist on The View, unpopular ABC morning talk show that Walters hosts, as former newswoman sits as far away from O'Donnell as possible, Barbara Walters lamented, quote, "that poor, pathetic woman," unquote. Regarding Lincoln, Rosie said, quote, "the man stood over 6 feet tall and had the bad taste to wear a top hat. What was he doing? Parodying himself? And that beard? What a retirement home for lice and fleas. Poor Mary Todd probably had to have him fumigated twice a month just to keep their bedroom vermin-free," unquote. Walters chastised her with a horrified look on her face. Quote, "Rosie, that is just not funny," unquote. Rosie snapped back, quote, "you poor, pathetic woman," unquote. The comedian also insulted the Pope. Quote, "he's as tasteless as Ape-Face Abe. Why would he think sadomasochism is fashionable?" "Oh, that's right, he doesn't think. He's the Pope. That necklace," meaning the crucifix, "is more repulsive than Mel Gibson. And have you seen his car, the Pope-mobile? Should be called the Poop-mobile," unquote. Walters then asked Rosie not to make personal attacks against the Pope, or for that matter, anyone else. Rosie conceded, saying, quote, "all right, let me say a few words about a couple of cartoon characters, if that's okay with the ABC censor." Walters cautioned the flaming, flamboyant actress, saying, "I'm warning you," but she continued, saying, quote, "Winnie the Poop, or Winnie the Poop, as I ought to call you as a male, you need to stay out of the ladies' honeypots. Chicks are for chicks," unquote. Walters declared, quote, "you're fired," unquote, sounding much like Donald Trump. I guess I screwed this one up pretty good. Well, chalk it up to an experience. This has been Reverend Simulator screwing up for Run News. Thank you for suffering.